I would love to ask you some questions that I know both you and I kind of talk about on the regular anyway. But based on what I had just said, what does personal practice mean to a mama of three who has a business, has a partner, doing her own healing work? I mean, it's what does that word stir up for you?
Yeah, so at this time in my life, there are a few facets to that, which is actually kind of cool. Like, it's not just one thing that pops into my head when you say that. Probably the first thing, though, is I was going to call it my morning practice, but sometimes it's like the afternoon. I'll say my daily practice, which for me consists of usually some combination of, it's usually movement based for me, but it's very slowed down, very intentional. I'm very present. It's not random. Unless I happen to accidentally put on a Mariah Carey song, then it's just crazy movement. I'm like, every time one of that song, Fantasy, I think it is, if that just like pops up while I'm working or something, I'm like, I can't just sit here. I have to get up and shut my blinds and turn it up really loud. Anyway, that's a different thing. But that's all important essential. Too. Yeah, to have those moments where I'm like, nobody's looking, and I'm just like 8 years old again, going nuts.
I love
in
it.
My room. but yeah, my practice these days is usually a combination of like yoga type breathing and stretching, and also dance. And it's so funny because sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't think I have time for, if I ever try to skip the dancing, it just doesn't work out for me. It's like, even if it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And that's one of the things too, is that like, I resonate with what you were sharing about talking with other women, or even experiencing that myself, where it becomes a checklist item and it's attached to a certain period of time. And I've personally really jumped out of that mindset a lot and encourage other moms, specifically moms too, as well. Because if you know what really fills you up, then 2 to 5 minutes can be so powerful. And it's not like, oh, did I do it for 30 minutes? I didn't. I'm a self-care failure. It wasn't 20 minutes. It wasn't 30 minutes. It wasn't every day this week. It's like, whoa, did you have a meaningful moment where you just sunk into what is the most important for you, that was just focused through you? And I think that, so to me, it's that. I think for a long time, the word personal practice I would have just referred to as yoga, and probably would have had been talking with other people who would have said it that way as well. But to me now, it's like, it's prayer and my various, I have like a few different physical aspects of prayer. So there's like the yoga and breathing, or the yoga movement and breathing, the dance, and also like self-massage. Even if it's not everything, I pretty frequently do, I was taught like the Mayan abdominal self-massage. I do that pretty often, and like just rub my heart and my ribs, with like either plain oil, or I happen to have this really magical rose scented oil right now. That's become like, I have it right here. I just like have it at my desk all the time. Because I also rub it on my wrists before meetings or my heart, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. And the one other thing I want to add to it is that I have other rhythms that I consider part of my personal practice that mm-hmm. are like my weekly group dance class that I attend, like,
okay.
and my weekly healing session. Like those are just weekly and, you know, navigating some seasonal rhythms. I feel like at this point, that's such a subtle process for me that like, I don't even think I could put it into words, but there's definitely a around the season change kind of for a long time. I feel a lot, and maybe it's just like an inner reorientation, you know, like
to
just realign from within to match like the change of seasons. And then I'll probably start doing things differently on the outside later.